I sat at my computer the other night as my neighbor Joe, not 10 feet away through shared walls, lay dying in his apartment. It would be hours before a concerned family, unable to reach him by phone, would call the police. Joe was a sweet, quirky older gay man, the young Castro stud still visible in his proud, aging body. He'd loved and lost many, but remained vital and engaged. Joe's death saddens me, but what disturbs me is that, in the midst of all this urban density, he could die so alone. City life confuses me. It's bustling and energetic, hip and cool and mobile, and yet is often proximity without intimacy. In the course of a day, I may pass dozens of people. Most will be strangers, will barely acknowledge each other in this insular world of iPods and cell phones. Their presence will register on a cellular level, but barely on a conscious one. I count myself lucky, though, on those days when I encounter that rarest of connections, a neighbor. Literally, neighbor means one who lives next to another. Yet it is so much more than that. It is the delicate fabric from which every community is woven. It is Frida across the street who knows the name of every dog within blocks. It's Stephen at the coffee shop who knows my onion bagel order before I even ask. It is the Burning Man guy up the street whose cats lounge in a front window beneath thought bubble commentaries on the events of the day. It is the homeless guy who sleeps nearby, who stood especially tall this past Veterans Day, proudly telling passersby to slow down, it's a holiday. All of us are strangers thrown together by random proximity. Race, class, and professional status are irrelevant in this arena. We are not friends, we do not go to each other's houses for dinner, yet we know intimate details of each other's lives. We are that most undervalued of relationships, we are neighbors. And in this strange in-between place, we brush by each other gently, nodding to our shared humanity. With a Perspective, I'm Amy Butcher.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the Internet at lchb.com.